what you mean. In other words, the parasol, a lady would use that for both sun and rain.
Mm-hmm.
And an umbrella would be something a man would use for
rain. Or sun. But you wouldn't see many men with a parasol just for sun.
I see.
They usually wear the hats, you see.
I thought it was a distinction between
the parasol,
the rain and the sun. But apparently it's a distinction between what woman would carry and what a man.
No, I don't think so. Now, some may distinguish that way, distinguish the two that way, but I don't. Now, that's just my personal opinion. I've always thought a parasol was for women and umbrella was for men.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my personal.
Well, that's the distinction that you make. So it's how would you describe what a lady is doing when she's getting ready to go out? Say she's getting all
dressed up.
And how would you describe that for a man?
Well, I don't see why there would be any difference. He would be dressed up, too.
Dressed up. And suppose the lady is all dressed, but she wants to spend a few minutes on her hair or her nails or something. Say she is
just finishing getting ready,
mm-hmm.
getting dressed.
Do people ever say primping?
Yeah, she's primping, and that's true. That's the word, primping.
And that would mean just the hair and
the
makeup?
Primping would be usually looking in the mirror, fixing your hair and face.
I see.
That would be primping.
Okay. A lot of terms for that, diked up, rigged up.
Getting rigged up.
Rigged up.
Now, I have heard that term for men, getting rigged up.
Oh, I see, rather than
Getting dressed up.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear diked out? Or diked up?
Yeah, I've heard that. She's getting herself all decked out, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All decked up, either one.
Those are interesting words. What a man would wear to church on Sunday would be. Would it have two pieces or three pieces or?
He would always have a shirt and a vest and coat.
And he would refer to his the coat and the vest and the what?
Suit.
And the suit, would he say trousers or what?
Pants.
Pants. Mm-hmm. And he would hold the pants up with a
suspenders.
Never use gallusons.
Yes, gallusons and suspenders.
Are they the same?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They hold your pants up, that's it.
See? And if someone, you might look at your husband one Sunday morning and not like the appearance of his suit, you might say something like this, "My, I think you're starting to look what you need, what?"
You're starting shabby. You need a new suit.
I see. Mm-hmm. Shabby. Did you ever hear tacky?
Oh, I've heard tacky a lot of times. But I don't think I'd ever say that to my husband.
I see. Well, that's an interesting distinction. Tacky means.
Tacky means. Well, means awful looking to me.
I see. It's much stronger than shabby.
It's very much stronger than shabby.